T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Yeah, it's always, I always enjoy going on the road. It's just you and your guys. Feels like it's you against the world, and that's where we like to be.
Do you feel like an underdog going into this game?
I never feel like an underdog.
That's Joe Burrow. Should never feel like an underdog. We'll talk to Dave Wannstedt, get some stories from championship Sundays that he'd been a part of with the Cowboys. Dallas went to 4 straight in the 90s. Mahomes is now hosting his 5th straight at Arrowhead. Chiefs-Bengals, man, this is about as good as it gets for me. 2 top quarterbacks in the NFL. They've played each other before. They hate each other, and they're trash-talking. Like, you think about Arrowhead Stadium, one of the loudest environments in the NFL. Classic, iconic stadium. Rabid fan base. Have set Guinness World Records for loudest outdoor stadium. Like, they...
X-Factor's there.
X-Factor.
Jesus was persecuted. I'll come back fighting.
X-Factor. That meth head. They...
Says that I'm a meth addict, which I'm a cocaine addict and alcoholic.
Exactly. Imagine John Elway saying what he said. Here is Bengals players during the game last week when they were waxing the Buffalo Bills all over the field. Bengals players looking into the camera shouting about where they're going next week.
We'll see y'all in Burrowhead.
Not Arrowhead, Burrowhead. And hey, they've won 3 straight. Now, I could point out that those 3 straight wins against the Chiefs had a 4th quarter lead in all 3 games, which of course would be factually accurate. They had an 18-point lead, a 7-point lead, and a 14-point lead in those games. There was the game this year in regulation where Kelsey fumbled on the last drive. There was the game with multiple defensive penalties on the last drive. There was the game where they won the toss in overtime, then had the 3 and out, the interception in overtime. They easily could have won all 3 games. They lost all 3 games. And now you got Pat Mahomes with the injured ankle. But so Bengals players, not afraid. They've won. They've beat the Chiefs. They're confident. They're calling it Burrowhead. So presumably, the Chiefs may be a little upset. Here's Willie Gay, one of the best defensive players on the Chiefs, talking about the Bengals offense.
What is it about that Bengals offense that maybe impresses you the most?
Nothing.
Joe Mixon, Ja'Marr Chase, T. Higgins, Joe Burrow, crazy winning streak against you and the rest of the league. Just wax the Buffalo Bills. Nothing impresses him.
Oh, what is it about that Bengals offense that maybe impresses you the most?
Nothing.
Okay. Love that. So we got Chiefs talking trash. We got Bengals talking trash. Then we have locker room material. We got bulletin board material that they would talk about in a locker room. It's more bulletin board than locker room. This is Peter Schrager on Good Morning Football, twisted himself into a logic pretzel, talking about quarterbacks.
Yeah, I think we talk about the conference then, and I think we've looked at it the last 12 months as being Mahomes, Allen, Burrow, and Burrow kind of being the third man in, and it's, hey, guys, I'm in the conversation also. I think it would then be Burrow, space, Mahomes, space mm-hmm. Allen. Because mm-hmm. if Burrow can beat Patrick Mahomes four times in a row and beat Josh Allen the one time, we're talking about a guy who's got not only the resume, but the mental and, I guess, psychological warfare over his opponents. If Burrow goes 4-0 against Mahomes, that's more than just a trend. Now, someone hit me up yesterday. I was talking about it, and they were like, you know, Jake Plummer was 3-0 against Tom Brady. It doesn't mean Jake Plummer's a better quarterback.
Okay. Are they getting frosty about that?
People are getting very sensitive, especially Kansas City fans.
I understand.
Saying, get out of here with that. It's a team game, and, you know, if Andy doesn't abandon the run and gives Jerick McKinnon the ball in the second half, maybe we win that playoff game last year.
That's a take.
If this doesn't happen, you know, there's a lot of different ways you can look at it. But I look at it as it's a quarterback league, and I know it's not quarterback wins versus quarterback wins, and they're never on the same field at the same time facing each other, but... You know, Joe Burrow goes 4-0 against Mahomes and 1-0 against Allen. How am I saying that Joe Burrow is not the first guy in the AFC?
Pretty easy. This game, if he went 4-0, he would be doing it against an injured Pat Mahomes. Secondly, Joe Burrow has better players around him. Thirdly, Joe Burrow has zero MVPs. Pat Mahomes is soon to have his second MVP. And Pat Mahomes has a ring on his finger. And Joe Burrow does not. Super Bowl ring. That's ridiculous. If you were starting a team and everybody was available, there are 32 general managers in the NFL. Does anyone think that any of those 32 general managers would take Joe Burrow before they would take Pat Mahomes? No. But that's where we're getting to. We're getting to silly season. We got Dan Orlovsky talking about, well, you know, as a quarterback, Burrow's better, but as a football player, Mahomes is better. What are you talking about? Burrow is 2, Mahomes is 1. They're both incredible. They're both awesome. They both are faces of the league in their franchise, and they're great. But this idea that he's overtaken him or something is crazy. Can you win some MVPs? Can you win a Super Bowl? Let's slow down a little bit. But I just love, and then you got Buffalo in this whole thing. It feels like they underachieved. They're talking trash. They're going to still be there. It's just this, like, the AFC is loaded, man. Mahomes, Burrow, Allen, Herbert, Lawrence, Deshaun Watson wants to get himself back into that conversation. Lamar Jackson's a former MVP who wants to get himself back into that conversation. Are the, you know, the Dolphins feel like they have the infrastructure to put their quarterback into that situation. The Jets might be trying to get Aaron Rodgers. He would have himself in that conversation. Like, the best quarterback in the NFC is, I guess, Jalen Hurts. And I came out of the Bears-Eagles game feeling like if Jalen Hurts was on the Bears and Justin Fields was on the Eagles, Jalen Hurts would not have done for the Bears what Justin Fields was able to do. Like, the NFC is wide open at quarterback. They got some great organizations. They got some okay teams. The Niners are a very good team. The Eagles are a very good team. But there is not a lot of anything there in terms of the quarterback. I mean, Jalen Hurts 1. Who would you say 2? Dak? Ugh. I mean, I guess Rodgers right now. But I mean, Jared Goff, former number one pick, 28 years old, had a monster season. It is wide open for Justin Fields to be the best quarterback in the NFC. Texter, Parkins, your crush on Mahomes is embarrassing. I mean, okay. The guy had 5,200 passing yards this year with no Tyreek Hill.
It doesn't really bother me. It happens. Yeah. I know there are a lot out there who have that.
Yeah.
So do what you got to do, man.
All right. Thank you, Pat.
Yeah. Kind of weirds Jackson out a little bit because he's kind of into you, but.
Well, listen, my taste is impeccable when it comes to quarterbacks.
Is it Jackson? Is your taste Jackson? Can you try to get someone to take Jackson off my hands?
It's Patrick. Yeah, it's you.
Because you know with Jackson, you never know.
I will say this. Whenever I watch Pat Mahomes, I think about how effing insane it is that he could have been a Bear. That guy could have been a Bear.
Juan, he says, get over it.
No. Dave, I won't. I won't get over it. You know who talks about like that? Guys who had Sage Rosenfels and Eric Kramer. You know, no. I will not get over it. It's incredible. He is so good. Even in losses, he's incredible. So, no, I will not get over it. And, by the way, that's why I disagree that this is the biggest offseason, like, in Bears history. They have the most resources in Bears history. But the biggest offseason was when they had the opportunity to draft the best, most talented quarterback that we've ever seen, and they didn't. That was a bigger offseason. You blew it. You had the opportunity to have the generational dude. Mahomes has hosted five straight AFC title games. That is ludicrous. And be like, oh, I saw a dude from Football Outsiders today being like, is anyone concerned that if he loses this game, he'll have X number of playoff losses already at this point in his career? Yeah, you know why? Because he keeps getting buys in the first round of the playoffs. It's just completely insane. So I just think that matchup is so great. The top quarterback in the league debate that people can have, the fact that it would be four straight wins in a short period of time for the Bengals over the Chiefs, the fact that it's in Arrowhead, the level of trash talk that exists between the two teams, the fact that we got to a point where we were like Brady Manning, Manning Brady, and it really felt like that was the biggest thing. That's what's happening right now between Burrow and Mahomes. And the NFL's so amazing that it's not a star thing. Like back in the early 90s, or it is a star thing. It's not a market thing. In the 90s, it was stars in big markets, right? It was the Cowboys and the Niners. And yeah, but and then the Packers were in there, and that was the small market. But that's the power of the NFL. That the modern-day Brady and Manning is Mahomes and Burrow, and it's in Kansas City and Cincinnati. And it feels like we're going to get to watch him for a decade. And I know it's not for long, and things end quickly, and things can fall apart. But it also is why, especially the Burrow thing, like the Chiefs were a good organization before Mahomes once they got Andy Reid, you know, winning 11 games, going to the playoffs every year with Alex Smith. But the Bengals were the Bungles, and then they got Joe Burrow. They were talked about as one of the worst organizations in pro sports. They got the quarterback. Now their championship window is 15 years. So I cannot wait for both games, obviously. But I think that game in particular is truly, truly special. What else is special is the opportunity to talk football and drink bourbon with Dave Wannstedt, the most interesting man in the world. Wanny in studio next on The Score.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.